Hello, loves. I'm your host, Christina Ray. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and entrepreneur with multiple conscious businesses. Through sharing my journey, I hope to inspire you and make life just a little bit easier for you to navigate. I believe through sharing and authenticity, we create space for others to feel safe, empowered to share, and to feel less alone. In this space, we talk about everything from realizations through spiritual awakenings to breakups to mindfulness. And I interview people from all over the world who are using their power for good so we can build all our power together. Let the journey begin. Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Power for Good podcast. I'm Christina Ray, and today I want to talk about dating, but not dating someone else. I want to talk about how to date yourself, why it's important, and how this can lead to your self-love journey and your self-discovery journey. I got a divorce last year. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know a little bit about this journey. And since then, I have had to get used to being alone again. When you separate from someone, yes, you lose your partner, your romantic partner, but you also typically lose a friend, a best friend, someone that you're used to spending a lot of time with. And sometimes in relationships, I think that we tend to lose ourselves. I tend to lose myself in relationships. This is a cycle that I have become aware of, and I am in the process of healing and breaking the cycle. I become so consumed by people, by my partner in a relationship, that I forget parts of myself. I get so fixated on helping my partner, on working on them, working on the relationship, that I just forget parts of myself. And I think that I did this before, in essence, to fill some emptiness that I had inside. Just like I used to use drugs and alcohol to fill that hole, to fill that void, that empty pit in the bottom of my stomach that I always felt, I did the same thing with relationships with other people. This constant empty feeling in the bottom of your stomach, always feeling like this, an emptiness, a meaningless pit, and having to fill it with something, even if it's another human. So that was me in relationships. And here I am, single, healing, and loving it. And also at times struggling with it, because you have to get used to it again. Get used to it again. And at the same time, I'm finding new meaning in it. I'm finding myself in it in a new way. And part of that means dating myself. This morning, I had the most beautiful date with myself. Yes, my dog was there. So perhaps you could say I had a date because Kingston was there. My dog's name is Kingston. But it was a date with myself. I took myself to have breakfast, matcha, omelet, a little bit of fruit, and just sat alone at the restaurant. And I think that most people, we don't do this enough because people are scared to eat alone at restaurants. And actually, after living in New York, that's something that I got pretty good at, was eating alone at restaurants. And even traveling alone, I have gotten very used to traveling alone in my life as well. There became a little bit of a struggle after I stopped drinking, because part of what I used to do traveling alone was go to the bar, sit there, meet people. So I had to redefine that as well. So back to the story. This morning, I went to the coffee shop, had my breakfast, and then I went for a walk to explore the neighborhood. So it's part of my dating myself this morning. And then I decided to just explore further, to go to the beach. So the beach now is about 15 minutes from my new home here in Miami, which I'm so excited about. I love it. So happy to be here. So I walked to the beach. And when I got to the beach, I realized there was a farmer's market, which was so amazing. So I hung out at the farmer's market for a minute, walked to the water, sat there, meditated, connected to the water, played with my dog for a bit, and then just had a morning, had a date with myself, and really just disconnected from technology, disconnected from my phone, and was filled with so much love and joy for myself. And I just, there comes those moments when I've had a couple of them recently, and it makes me so happy that I'm having these moments again, where I just am like, I love my own company. I'm really enjoying this moment with myself, and I don't need anyone else here right now. I don't need anyone else here right now. I don't want to be doing anything else but what I'm doing right here. And it's this feeling of absolute presence, absolute self-love, and just absolute fulfillment. It's such a human experience of how it's supposed to be so present in that moment, to feel so good. So how do you date yourself? How do you get to this place where you can start to feel confident sitting at a restaurant by yourself, where you can start to feel confident doing different things alone, taking journeys alone, traveling alone? And why is it important? Let's start with the why. When you date yourself, when you get comfortable on your own, this improves your confidence. This is part of your power. Taking time to understand and appreciate yourself, this naturally boosts your self-esteem. When I first started spending time alone, this happened when I moved to New York, actually, and I got out of a 6-year relationship, and I felt absolutely crazy because I did not know what to do with myself. I hated being alone because I didn't know myself at all. So it was a process. And it was my first time moving back into a place by myself. I moved into my home and I just had to sit through the discomfort, and I started journaling and I just started trying new things. So in the beginning, you have to just spend some time with yourself, get to know yourself again. I was the type of person who always had to have somebody around. So the moment that I stopped doing that, I had to hear my thoughts. I had to be with myself and I had to get to know myself again. And part of that was realizing that I didn't really like myself that much. So it was time to make changes. And that's when the changes began. And that was part of the beginning of my sober journey, of my self-love journey, of the healing journey. And when you get to know yourself, you get to better understand your likes and your dislikes. And it's so important to know your preferences in your various aspects of life, from what you like to do on a basis, your food, to what you like to watch on TV, what you like to read when you're alone, so that you can then, if you want to be in partnership, eventually you can attract friends and partners that are at your same energy, that are meeting you where you are. And when you explore this self-awareness, it can lead you to more fulfilling relationships with others. Dating yourself, spending time alone, building this up, this also increases your independence and your self-reliance. This is very empowering. It's an empowering aspect of being comfortable and content with your own company. So what are some of the ways that I really got to know myself? Here are some tips on really reflecting on awareness, on introspection. As I mentioned, one of the most important things for me has been journaling. I have journals on journals, years on years now, that I've been keeping. So I started journaling every day and I started meditating. Mindfulness is very important for spending time alone, for learning to love yourself again, for learning to understand yourself, to be in your own company. And I just started trying new things. Breathwork came into my life at this point. And breathwork for me was really powerful, because meditation sometimes was difficult for me because I felt I had so much anxiety and so much going on in my head. So for me, breathwork would lead me into my meditation. So I could calm all the thoughts down in my head, all of the anxiety, and then go into my meditation. And it was able to downregulate my nervous system, relax all of the anxiety, and then bring me back into a state of relaxation so then I could meditate and be with myself. Because oftentimes when I was alone, I was just overwhelmed with anxiety. So breathwork has been one of the most important tools for me for reflection and for spending time alone. Nature, part of dating yourself, part of my dating myself journey, my relationship with myself has been building a relationship with nature. She's another element, but at the same time, she's just a reflection back into you. You can really use and work with nature to connect more deeply to yourself. And in that way, nature has been one of my greatest teachers. Taking a walk outside, spending a weekend in the mountains, hugging some trees. Yeah, I do that. Call me a tree hugger, because I literally am. Smelling the flowers, becoming more aware, sometimes if I'm having a bad moment or a bad day, I take 3 deep breaths and I open my eyes and I'll see the leaves of a plant nearby, a tree. And I realize how grateful I am to be alive on this planet with another being there waving at me, looking at me in my presence. It just connects me. Animals, the pure, innocent nature of animals has always been, as well, animals have always been my greatest guides. When you spend time alone, you can also start to better understand your own values, what truly matters to you, your passions, your long-term goals, and ultimately really connect to your purpose. It was when I moved to New York that I was first connected to my purpose, my dharma on this planet. And it first came to me in the form of helping the planet through sustainability. And that's when I first launched my business, my first business, which was Pildora, which is a sustainable fashion marketplace. And I was on a mission to really heal the planet through sustainable fashion, through spreading awareness around sustainability and sustainable practices in your life and through your fashion choices. And it became my mission to really help the planet. I only was able to do this because I spent time with myself. I spent time discovering myself and I spent time realizing what mattered to me. And that was nature, because nature had become one of my greatest teachers and it had connected me back to myself. And I realized that I wanted to be a more conscious inhabitant of this planet and I wanted to work with her, work with nature. So you too can dive deeper into your purpose by spending time alone, by dating yourself. And this doesn't mean you can't date someone else, by the way. You can be married, you can be in a relationship, and you can still date yourself. And I think that's where we get lost, because we get in a relationship and we stop spending time with ourselves. So this is the key, is that no matter what your relationship status is or where you are in life, don't ever stop working on your relationship with yourself. In fact, the more you work on the relationship with yourself, the healthier your relationship with other people will be. The better you know yourself, the better you know your likes, your dislikes, your values, your passions, your purpose, all the better you understand yourself, the better you can communicate with other people, the better you can compromise with other people, the more compassion you have with other people. So just naturally, the better your relationships are going to be. So let's get down to it. What does a date with myself look like? What are some ideas? What can I do to date myself and spend time alone if you're feeling absolutely lost? Like I mentioned, you can go get breakfast by yourself. Bring your dog if you want to, or don't. Go to the beach, go to nature, do a walk by yourself. Just take a walk outside your house around the neighborhood. Do a solo movie night. Go to the movies alone. Does that sound scary? Immerse yourself in it, in the discomfort, or make a movie night at home. Explore a new place. There's nothing better than traveling alone or going to like a museum by yourself, exploring alone. And it just pushes you into discomfort. And also you end up meeting people, talking to people you normally wouldn't, because when you go with somebody or with a group of friends, you don't really talk to other people, or it's less likely. So it really builds your character, really builds you, builds your confidence. It builds you as an individual, strong human here on this earth to share you, your authentic self, not anyone else's opinion, not influenced by anyone, but just you showing up as you, 100% genuinely, authentically, beautifully you. You can also learn a new skill or a new hobby. Go to a meetup, go take a class. Right now, I am learning a new skill, which it can be online, by the way. You could do something alone online that leads you to meeting new people, to discovering new spaces, which eventually will lead you to doing something in person. Right now, I'm learning to DJ. I love music. It has always been my dream to make music. I love to sing. I've been going to music festivals my whole life. Yes, I used to be highly intoxicated and rolling while I was at DJs, but guess what? We're sober now and it's been many, many years since I've taken drugs. So now I'm going to be creating conscious music with some spiritual vibes, raising the vibration of the planet. I'm going to be heading back to those music festivals. I'm going to be alcohol free and it's going to be a freaking vibe, y'all. So that's just an example of something you can do, something I'm doing. I started horseback riding again. I've tried so many new hobbies, things that I've done alone that have literally shaped me and changed me to becoming this empowered woman that I am today, where I feel like I really don't need anyone, but I do want someone. So you can get to that space of wanting to be with somebody, and you will attract the person that is going to be in alignment with who you are now as well, because you're so authentically living your truth. But guess what? It's going to take longer because you're so in your truth. When you're so in your truth, you're not just going to accept anyone. So it's going to take longer. So you're going to have to be patient. And that's okay. That's where I'm at. I don't need anyone. I am so enjoying my own company. I'm so enjoying dating myself. I so enjoyed my date with myself this morning. I'm so fulfilled. I'm going to go DJ later today, do my class, make some music. I'm here doing this podcast with you, and I'm so freaking happy about it. I'm so grateful. And that's what self-love and dating myself is all about. So are there some challenges? Yes. You can be lonely. It does get lonely. And there are doubts and there's societal pressure. Yes. I'm 34 years old right now. And you don't know how many times I've heard the clock is ticking, people pressuring me that I need to be in a relationship, that it's time to find somebody, that I need to get married again, that I need to have kids. Well, guess what? Me spending time alone has led me to the realization that I don't know if I want kids. Right now, I don't want them. I'm very happy working on my career, showing up, spreading my mission. I'm very happy to never get married again. Partnership? Yeah, that sounds great. With the right person. Spending time alone has helped me come back to those values and that realization. Whereas when I was with somebody, I was always trying to compromise and listen to what they wanted, and it started to take over what I wanted. Do I get lonely? Is there times of loneliness on this journey? Absolutely. But in loneliness, in the discomfort of loneliness, there is growth. That's where you learn how to be with yourself. You have to feel lonely. If you're not feeling lonely, then you're not doing it right. You have to feel lonely because you are alone. And that's the discomfort. And eventually you will find comfort in the loneliness, and it will no longer be uncomfortable, because it's okay to be alone and it's okay to feel lonely. And so the feeling will not be so overwhelming. It won't be so foreign. So when you're feeling lonely, when you have those moments of loneliness, that's when it's really important to bring in the rituals and the practices. Do the breath work, connect to yourself, try something new, fill that time. And also, don't push the lonely feeling away. Let the discomfort in, let the loneliness in. Just don't attach yourself to it. Don't let it consume you. And don't attach yourself to the stories that come with the feeling of loneliness. I'm going to be alone forever. Start doubting yourself. Start doubting your decisions. There's oftentimes our emotions are accompanied by so many stories. We don't need to become the stories. We don't need to become the emotion. Sit with the loneliness. Look at the loneliness. Thank the loneliness for its lessons, and then let it go. So that is my little chat on dating yourself. I have fully enjoyed dating myself this past month, getting to know myself again. And it hasn't just been this past month. I have started dating myself a long time ago, but I've been in and out of relationships, back into this cycle of really falling so deep into the relationship that I lose myself, that every time I come out, I have to start over again. So here we are, learning the lessons, learning that it's okay, showing myself kindness, showing myself compassion, and sharing with you now the importance of dating yourself, loving yourself, building that relationship, which is the most important relationship that you'll ever have in your life. The relationship with yourself. Don't lose it. Don't forget about it. Even if you're in a relationship, even if you're married, whatever your situation is, keep dating yourself. Keep showing up for yourself. Keep getting to know yourself. Keep discovering them. It's a beautiful journey. Please share your thoughts, your experiences, your suggestions on my Instagram. DM me or share here. Thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. I'm going to go on another little date with myself now, tonight, Saturday night here in Miami. And it's time to date myself again. The best date in town, me, myself, right? Here we go. All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, like, comment, all of the above. Sending you so much love. Bye-bye.